It will cause me to believe all things that the Spirit has caused me to believe. Like the good things I believe about those who I love. Right? And even about the wicked. I'll tell you what, I can believe all things about the wicked. In a good sense. I mean, when I meet a person who's not of the faith, in love, I believe my attitude towards them is that they could be the next, disciple of Christ that I know. If I meet a person who is a really wicked person, let's say he's a minister, a pastor or something, right? I'm gonna believe that this is the guy who could turn. And even when he rejects my word, I know God could turn him. I believe that I know God can do anything. So I believe all things in the sense of that. I know God can do anything. Right? But I know one thing is impossible for God to do is he cannot lie. So the judgment of God stands sure. So when it says, we know that the judgment of God is certain according to certain things. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, says the judgment of God. Right? Now, I may believe about the person that God could turn them, but I do know this also, that if they do not turn, they will perish. Remember, love rejoices in the truth. I rejoice in the truth. That all which do such things will not inherit his kingdom. But I do not look at them with hatred. I look at them with a wisdom that says, the Apostle Paul held the coat of those that stoned Stephen, was approving of their death. Yet the Lord turned him, and he became the author of the majority of the New Testament. Love never fails. And I think of this, and now I'm going to turn around a bit. Our testimony is this, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. So think about the love of God in these terms towards us. Believes all things, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things. All the things we go through, God endures. And he has hope for us. Not a hope of like, oh, I hope they make it. But hopefully, I expect they shall make it. And he believe, it's more important to me that God believes in me than that I believe in him. Because if he doesn't believe in me, all my works are empty. Everything I do is, there's nothing. Love never fails. When I talk about the love of God, I always say God loves. People say God loves, but he's going to watch all these people go down the toilet. And they say he loves everybody. If God loves everybody, then his love is failing. But if he loves his elect, his love never fails. If you saw, people talk about hell, and it's really basically, they say that they're without excuse, so we know that mankind is destroying themselves knowingly. Yet God, in his love, which they claim he has towards them, does nothing. Except he sends his son and then he sends the gospel, right? But it's hid from men's eyes. The word of God even says it's hid. Why did Jesus speak in parables? He says, because it's unto you it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. God hides things from people. He hides wisdom. He hides knowledge. There are some that cannot hear the gospel. If God loves them, then why can't they hear the gospel? Because I'll tell you what. There was a time when if someone told me the truth, I could not hear it. But then the process of time came and I heard the truth and I did believe it. Is that because what? I got smarter? I created the belief in myself? No, but God manifested his love towards me by turning me to him. Love never fails. If love fails, then it's not love. To me, this is the most true. True love in the truth will not fail. Again, the affection that people feel one for the other, that comes and goes. But true love in the Spirit of God, according to the way God loves, the love of God never fails. The love of God isn't jealous, but God is jealous over those he loves. Whether they be prophecies, they shall fail. Tongues, they shall cease. Whether they be knowledge, it shall vanish away. All those things, again, prophecies, you know, what he says is, you know, we know in part, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. What's the point of prophecy? Like, when you get to the end of time and judgment and we're all, you know, the end of the world, there's no more prophecy. And once everyone is filled with the knowledge of God, knowledge just doesn't mean anything anymore. You know? Alright. You know, once everyone is one with God and he with them, you know, the things that used to be important no longer become important. Tongues? What's the point of tongues? We all speak the same thing. We know part, we prophesy in part. We have partial knowledge, partial prophecy. So knowledge becomes this important thing because it's in part. When it's perfect, that which is in part is done away. I mean, you know, that which is perfect, you know, you remember, you know, it's like what you knew in part and which is mysterious is only good when you're trying to figure out the mystery, so to speak, you know. Once it's finished, it passes away. When perfection is reached, that which was in part is now no longer necessary. But love needs to be made complete even now. The thing is, knowledge will never be complete in this world. Even Jesus' knowledge was not complete. He did not know the day or the hour.